now for another great moment in homosexuality.
Well, of course it's clean.
What'd you clean it with, bleach?
What? What are you take doing? A picture.
I don't know, this bitch gave it to me. I think it's jungle juice.
What's jungle juice?
What have you that? Not been to a frat party?
No.
And not know what jungle
I'm in high school,
is.
Obviously.
Mad TV or something.
We all know what jungle juice is, and we've been to a frat party.
Who?
Jungle juice is full of a shit ton of Everclear.
What's Everclear?
Oh, fuck it. You want to see me take my pants off?
Yeah, yeah. And then while you're doing that, tell us about the,
Everclear. I want to, well, I don't even know what that is. Is that a Midwestern thing?
You know what jungle juice is, you motherfucker.
What is that, poppers? You mean jungle juice poppers?
You know what fucking jungle juice is. I am not even fooled. We all know what jungle juice is. Had we been to college?
Nice, see that?
So Dan has never been to college. You have to explain to him what jungle juice is.
Tell me what it is.
I'm not gonna explain. You know
why not?
We should take these
we
off.
All know what hell no!
This is a proper beach.
I'm a lady.
Yeah, we know. She's a lady.
You know what he needs? He needs cuter underwear. Oh my
oh,
god!
You just went there.
Oh my god!
No, the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yeah.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now! Clean my car!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
Yes, it is the Distorted View Show. Now is the time to watch some homos blow. What are we at, a frat party? Tim Benson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great one for you. We're going to get to the bottom of the mystery. The bottom. The bottom of homosexuality. Now listen, I don't know how you feel about the gays, but I don't think we're really allowed to have a discussion anymore about homosexuality because everyone is so fucking coddled in our society. These days, you know, you bring up some valid issues and everyone labels you a monster, a bigot, a racist, a homophobe. Basically everything that's on my business card. Tim Henson, professional bigot. So I think we've got to go back a few decades. You know, when it was acceptable to question things like the lifestyle of those dirty, disgusting, disease-ridden homosexuals. Those aren't my words. They're my opinions.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
That's not true. I love the gays. All right, so I found a film reel series from like the 50s or 60s all about the gays and what's wrong with them, if there's anything wrong with them. Let's listen. This is some pretty gay music. I just kind of want to get naked and strip with some other guys, soap each other down, shower. Sexy, sexy music.
Surprising. You bet. Shocking? Of course. Because nothing in the whole spectrum of American life is so emotionally charged as male homosexuality.
Nothing. Nothing is as charged as the idea of two dudes getting it on. If that's not an endorsement for sucking dick, I don't know what is. I'm interested. It's
nothing
taboo.
Nothing as socially stigmatized, legally entangled, morally mixed up. Surely no drive so basic in mankind, so potently felt and widely exploited in modern life, has ever been so little understood, thus so fraught with fear and venom, passion and prejudice.
Don't forget butt play. There's a lot of butt play.
A much higher percentage is attracted and aroused by the same sex. Still, no one knows with any certainty its cause or its cure.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say asbestos. I think it has something to do with asbestos.
Or if, indeed, it is even a sickness.
Of course it is.
homosexuals, however, are disturbed for several reasons.
Could you get a little closer to the mic, please? I'm interested in what you have to say. Homosexuals are very disturbed people.
Sickness.
Exclusive homosexuals, however, are disturbed for several reasons. One, they convince themselves that they cannot possibly enjoy heterosexuality without ever really trying to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's like when you're shopping for a new car or something. You don't purchase the first car that you look at that looks nice, you're aroused by. You know what I mean? Like, there are other options out there. Keep an open mind, fucking stubborn homosexuals.
Two, they usually are terribly afraid of rejection by females, of competing with males, of sexual impotency, and of marital responsibility.
That's why guys are turning gay, because they don't want to deal with having a family. That's right. It makes perfect sense to me.
The feminine type male, the swish, the Nelly, the queen, long identified as a typical homosexual, in actual fact plays an extremely small part in the half world of the homophile.
Says you, honey.
But because he is usually an exhibitionist, flaunting female mannerisms and sometimes makeup and clothes, and adopts his own highly defensive jargon, his presence is
fierce and fabulous.
More keenly felt. He is a cultural shock to heterosexual society and a dismay to the vast majority of homosexuals who try to live respectable lives.
Mm-hmm.
The police countercharge that homosexuals are trying to establish a fruit world.
Fruit world? That's a new one. That sounds a lot better than gay agenda. Kind of sounds like a smoothie joint. Come on down to Fruit World. Get your smoothie.
The police countercharge that homosexuals are trying to establish a fruit world. In any case, tension and bitterness between the law and the homosexual is frequently relieved in homophile humor and song.
Down by the river drive. Oh. Down by the river, it's like drive, gay slave songs.
As he gave me the eye as he was going by, down by the river drive.
I think we played a couple clips from this film reel series a while ago on Distorted View, but never the whole thing. Remember playing the music.
If I had a light,
way down.
He gave me quite a fright,
way down.
There in the bright moonlight,
way down.
There was no one in sight. I thought that he looked simply great,
way down.
His eyes said, make a date,
way down
by the river drive.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more, ain't.
It's those homosexual spiritual songs.
Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more.
I gotta move it right along while I sing this little song.
Ain't gonna cruise no more.
About cruising.
Well, it dawned on me this guy was straight to
why isn't there a gay underground railroad?
Hardly wait.
Although there was a story we read recently on the show that someone wanted to create a gay underground railroad, but that was for taking children of gay parents and rescuing them. A little different.
Date, but right before my very eyes, I've got a big surprise up on that river.
A lot of glory holes along that homosexual underground railroad.
Club, said.
A lot of places to
now, Bob.
Stick
you
your dick in. All right, very good. So you get the idea. We're just going to play the full version,
Bob,
of the song, I guess.
One lesson in your club.
He took me to the station house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy was quite a louse.
Yeah.
Up on that river drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the judge, he gave me 30
being
days.
Gay is great.
And offered this advice.
That's what I learned from this series. Why can't there be a fruit world? One day, I have a dream. I'm Martin Luther Queen. All right. Sorry. I'm awful, I know. Moving on, Paul from St. Paul has created a new mashup for us, featuring, of all fucking clips, that Dragnet clip. Remember Blue Boy? Who's on the cartwheels or the goofers or whatever?
My hair's green and I'm a tree. Don't you know my name? My name's Blue Boy. Even if your body does die, your mind will live on.
Yeah, we know. Come on.
You're the dirty disbelievers. The evil disbelievers.
Evil! Evil!
Evil! Evil!
Come on, son!
Lifting colors.
Blue, red. Brown. Blue.
Here's
yellow.
Paul from
green,
St. Paul.
Green, orange.
Remix.
Red. Red, red. Red. Brown.
They got very high.
Yellow.
But with something.
Green, orange.
Crystal meth solutions
red,
up your butthole.
Red. 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 Brown.
I am addicted to
yellow. Green, orange.
command crystal to be made whole.
What the hell did those things, Bert?
New household chemicals in the proper proportion.
And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on it. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. He had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me? I can always count on butt drugs.
I'm a fat liar. I'm a very white fat liar.
I experimented with marijuana and trying to sleep, and I didn't like it. And I didn't inhale and never tried it again.
I can hear them. I can hear them all.
Sure you can, kid. Let's go back to the office. We'll all listen.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe? Cartwheels?
Of course it's cartwheels. Was it your first day on the job? You never seen someone on cartwheels before? It sure as fuck isn't Mexican speedballs. Fucking noob, man. All right, moving on. Let's listen to a racist black woman on a London bus. Ooh. British and racist.
Can program this to suck the woman.
So far, I haven't understood one word.
So glad I'm black.
I did understand I'm so glad I'm black. Who would ever be so glad about that?
So glad. I am so glad. I'm born black and I'll die black. I'm born African and I'll fucking die African.
Yeah, great. Look, we're all born the color that we're gonna die.
And the reason I'm born in this country because you fucking people brought my people here. My parents are fucking African, born in Jamaica.
Well, great. Go back if you're unhappy. And they brought me here. The white man brought me.
I'm fucking African, born in England, a sucking woman. I can't stand you white people, I tell you.
White people are really annoying, aren't they?
Okay, well, none of you don't got to say.
With all their money and their nice outfits. Their families.
One day, name day, if you look without a choice, you will fucking go with your people, and I'll go with mine. Suck your blood, clot woman.
Did you just call the white people blood clots?
Oh, not a used program. Fucking puppy. Not this one. Black and blood clot proud.
Sounds like she's calming down now.
Yeah, I just want to vent a bit. Just to tell these fucking donuts, these puppets on the bus, that I'm black and brown. They don't want to be fucking black. They put fucking fat in their lips, in their bottoms, and sit down on the sunbed to be black. Am I lying? Am I lying?
Well, she does have a point. We are plumping our lips and fattening our asses and tanning.
Am I lying? No.
No one wants to be as black as her. There are limits to how dark we want to get.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Yeah, I thought she was calming down when she took the phone call, right? Her phone was ringing, and that's kind of when she... But that didn't stop her. I think that person's still on the other end. She forgot about the call.
One of these black people will take back what you fucking dirty little white cunts take from us. Me and you and your Queen Jubilee, the same fucking diamond she's got in her head. My people suffered for that. Suck your mum.
We all suffered during the Queen's Jubilee.
Isn't that none of them? None of them! Freedom of speech! I hate white people. I can't stand none of them. Men are dealing with white blood clot, man or woman. Strictly black.
That sounds like a great name for a skin darkening product. I don't know who's going to use it, but this woman thinks that there's a market for it. I know, like, in Pakistan and India and China, we've been reporting over the last few weeks that people are using skin whitening products to make their skin lighter because that's more appealing in those countries. But apparently this woman thinks the darker, the better. Strictly black. Get your black ass even blacker. Strictly black. All right. And finally, I don't know. Finally, before we get into the new... Oh, you know what? Someone sent me... I'm sorry I don't have your name in front of me, but I was making fun of Cleveland's local news. You know, I come from Ashtabula, which is near Cleveland, and the Fox affiliate in the morning has this ridiculous segment. I don't know why this guy is still employed. His name is Kenny Crumpton or something like that, and he has a segment called Kicking It with Kenny, and every 15 or 20 minutes the local morning show, the news or whatever, checks in with Kenny, and he's always at a new location being stupid. And, you know, just really, it's mindless entertainment. Oh, today Kicking It with Kenny's at the zoo checking out the rhinos.
We're here at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. I'm Fastener Park Zoo. I'm fascinated by Juba, which is a new little baby rhino right here. You can see Juba is Swahili for brave, and they named...
So they're hosing this rhino down. I know, it's riveting television, right? And I guess the rhino farts at some point.
There we go.
There's the morning ritual. Gotta love that one. She just said, hey, pull my finger.
Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it, but I can. That is a huge fart.
The morning ritual. Gotta love that one. She just said, hey, pull my finger. Yeah, baby.
Oh, Kenny Crumpton. Someone's after a local Emmy.
You are kidding. It smells ripe in here now. Let me tell you.
So that is how awful morning television is. And finally, before we get into the news, speaking of farting, here is a woman who just got fucked.
Yes, and it's really strong desire to let the guests go out.
Oh. And she wants to fart.
Yeah. Oh.
No cum up in there. This isn't a cum fart. Her ass is just a little loosey-goosey from that fucking.
Oh.
I like, you know, she's got like a pink asshole, right? But when she squeezes it, a little bit turns inside out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a prolapse. It's just, you know, just a very tiny piece. So you can sort of see the inside. They're just like a fraction, a tiny little fraction. And that is not as pink. It's a little brown. Yeah, it just goes on for a minute or two. Guys are into this. The camera angle is pretty good because the the pussy.
When they fart in your face.
I can take it or leave it.
Get it.
She's farting so hard, her pussy is even opening up. Oh no! Some peanut butter.
Oh,
oh no, God! Wasn't expecting that.
How was it?
Well. Good? It was good until you shat out a little turdlet.
Okay. Goodbye.
You could have edited that part out, lady. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah, guys, if you're not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, video casts, exclusive shows, all sorts of good stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A church has been slammed for exploiting the vulnerable. How, you ask? Well, by selling them blackcurrant squash and olive oil, which it claims can cure cancer. At least there are ingredients in that miracle formula. Peter Popoff's trying to sell you water. Miracle water that'll somehow pay all of your bills. You start drinking this miracle water, and you'll start receiving checks in the mail. The Victorious Pentecostal Assembly sells the blackcurrant drink along with supermarket olive oil, claiming once they are blessed by a pastor, they can cure serious illnesses, including cancer, HIV, and the diabetes.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes.
Diabetes testing supplies.
Yeah, the story, by the way, comes from the UK, specifically Manchester. And the paper over there did an investigation and found that within 15 minutes of entering the VPA's church on Hyde Road, Gordon, they were offered a 1 liter bottle of the drink and a 500 milliliter bottle of supermarket olive oil for £14. If a terminally ill family member drank a mixture of the squash in the olive oil once a day after it was blessed by the pastor, the cancer would be cured. Hallelujah! A church leader who identified himself as Pastor Mbenga also claimed... Really? Well, I'm Pastor... also claimed to have previously cured diabetes and a brain tumor using the blackcurrant juice and oil. He said the mixture would do what no man could do through divine intervention and guaranteed the cancer would be cured for good. The products retail in several supermarkets for less than £6. There's quite a markup, though, once you bless it. Any advertisement, including verbal claims promoting products as treatment or cure for cancer, is illegal under the Cancer Act of 1939. I didn't even know that people knew what cancer was back in 1939. Amazing. You learn something new every day. Cancer. It's been around since the 30s. The more you know. Distorted View is the future of infotainment. All right. Where are we at here? Trading standards officers have pledged to examine the evidence raised during the probe and may launch a full investigation. Cancer experts have criticized the practice as targeting the greatest fears of cancer survivors and potentially encouraging them to stop proper medical treatment. Now, this church is, and the pastors there are evil people. However, if you are a cancer patient and you're getting proper medical treatment, you got your pills, you've done your chemo, etc., and you give it all up for fucking olive oil juice, this may be a case of, you know, thinning the herd. This might be a good thing because, you know, even cancer patients can be idiots. Science, it works. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. There have been just countless numbers of people who have had cancer. And thanks to medicine, technology, and science, we have been cured, have been fixed, cancer-free. Voodoo doesn't work. It's unproven. Stop drinking your blackcurrant olive oil. The only thing it's going to do is lube up your insides. It might give you diarrhea or something. Might help you shit, but that's about it. Yeah. So much education on today's episode of Distorted View. I am filling all of your little brain holes full of knowledge. I'm cramming some smartness in your head's nooks and crannies. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah. A Florida swingers orgy went horribly wrong. Oh, I'm interested. This sounds like it has Distorted View written all over it. Yes, the story comes from Spring Hills, Florida. A Florida swingers orgy went horribly wrong. Dun, dun, dun. When a jealous couple lost their cool during the carnal proceedings. And I wonder if carnal proceedings is related to carnal candy. And proceeds to assault each other. Hernando Today, report, it's some guy named Hernando, his website. Hernando Today reports that Tina Michelle Norris, 39, and her boyfriend, James Albert Barfield, 56, were arrested while naked and charged with domestic battery following the aborted late-night orgy at their home in the town of Weekiwachee? I don't know. W-E-E-K-E-N-D. W-E-E-K-I... W-A-C-H-I, Weekiwachee, population 12. Norris and Barfield, both swingers, brought other sexual partners to their home in the wee hours Monday morning. Wee! Wee! Reminds me of that fucking guy on YouTube. Wee! Barfield was accompanied by another woman, while Norris upped the ante by bringing home a pair of men. Temperatures and tempers flared as Barfield watched the two men pleasure his woman, and Norris saw another woman sexing her man. It wasn't long before the couple went at each other, and not in a good way. Norris ended up with a bloody lip. Barfield's back and neck were scratched, and the objects of the couple's temporary desire fled in fear before police arrived and arrested the feuding couple. In addition to domestic battery charges, Norris was charged with resisting arrest. Hernando County Deputy Carrie Smith says Norris was very intoxicated and uncooperative, refusing to put her clothes back on when ordered to do so.
No, I want to go to jail naked. Fucking be hundreds of dudes to fuck me. I want to get inmate nailed.
All right. So she wanted to stay naked. All right. A roommate who lives in the house told Deputy Smith that she was awakened by yelling and screaming in the hallway. She left her room and saw the couple pushing and shoving each other from one end of the house to the other, breaking things in the process. Barfield, by the way, was also naked when the deputies arrived. The roommate said the couple has a weird relationship. This isn't the first attempted orgy to go horribly wrong. According to CBS, 29-year-old Richard Zay of Connecticut was arrested in 2010 after responding to a bogus Craigslist ad promising group sex at what turned out to be the home of an 18-year-old woman. Huh. Even though the young woman made it very clear there was no orgy, Z returned to her home and groped her anyway. So, I guess it was successful. He got to grope. Was this woman even aware that there was an orgy at her house? The story doesn't really say. In April 2010, after responding to a bogus Craigslist ad promising group sex at what turned out to be the home of an 18-year-old woman. Oh, I'm guessing she had no idea that there was a Craigslist ad out there saying that there's going to be an orgy at her house. All right, final story we have for you today. Swimming outdoors, playing with the family pet, and enjoying some ice cream. That is the summer life of a typical 9-year-old girl. Not for Sarah Smith, though. As a child, Smith, whose real name has been changed to protect her privacy, formed habits that would eventually lead her to develop both bulimia and anorexia, both of which she still is dealing with today. Smith remembers her parents using food in a reward-punishment system. When she was good, she got treats, like a fucking dog. If she was bad, snacks were forbidden. I think there was a mixture of intentionally restricting my food and then going to try to find the food my parents were hiding. Even in childhood, it became sort of obsessive. When Smith was... that's typical, though, right? If you're good... Parents always say that, like, if you're good, you can get an ice cream cone or a popsicle or something. And then, when your parents aren't looking, you go and sneak in the refrigerator and you get the popsicle anyway. You can't blame everything on your parents. Just because you ended up with an eating disorder doesn't mean your parents gave it to you. This whole news story is pissing me off. The next section is entitled Fat is the New Ugly on the Playground. As if little kids ever associated fat with glamorous or attractive. All right, a study conducted by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality showed that hospitalizations for eating disorders in children under 12 increased by 119% between 1999 and 2006. More recent numbers are not yet available, but experts say the problem isn't getting any better. Children will come into her office. Whose office? Already showing signs of malnutrition. Dietitian Paige Love says they often have low energy levels and low iron counts and are reporting hair loss, pulling out clumps of hair, because of their extreme weight loss. Most, like Smith, do not recognize their restrictive habits are actually an eating disorder that could ultimately be fatal. Part of the problem is parents, not the restricting food part, because there are a lot of fatties out there, but dressing your kids like fucking sluts. You know, when I see a little, like, 6 or 7-year-old with those tight little skimpy shorts with the word juicy on the ass, I think that is probably doing more harm than the eating. Especially when you get a fat girl wearing those skimpy shorts. Doesn't say juicy anymore. It says juicy. You know, and then she gets made fun of because it looks fucking ridiculous on her. And that's when she's, starts with the eating disorder. Come on. I should be a doctor. I'm a dietitian. Look at me. Very vision of health. All right, where are we at here? Smith's parents did not realize there was something going on with her until she was 13. We noticed you're bald, and also you're missing several teeth. Her eating disorder was not professionally addressed until she was 17. As a result, Smith has been in and out of treatment facilities practically her whole life. Experts say that getting help at a young age is the key to effective treatment. So there you go. If you think you have a problem, get on the blower. Talk to someone. Schedule an appointment and eat some fucking shit. Go to Burger King. That'll fix you. All right. Seriously, couple whoppers, a double whopper, some onion rings, milkshake. Eat that 3 times a week. You'll be fine. And stop looking in the mirror. You know, a lot of these anorexic bitches say, you know, whenever I look in the mirror, I don't see a thin person. I see a fat person. And so that just makes me, you know, want to diet even more. Stop looking in the mirror then. You know you have anorexia. You know, these girls are not dumb, right? They're not insane. They know they have an eating disorder. They say they have an eating disorder, but they can't control it. And every time they look in the mirror, they think they look fat, right? Body dysmorphia or whatever. Well, get rid of your fucking mirrors. It's, you know, I mean, come on. For Christ's sakes. All right. I really should be a therapist. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah. Forgot to play that when I was schooling you all. Yeah. Hey, anorexic bitches. Get rid of your mirrors and eat some Burger King. You'll be fine. There we go. Much better. All right, listen. Oh, guys, a couple things to mention. Don't forget Distorted View Radio. Just go to distortedview.com and click on the DV Radio button. It's live. It's streaming. You can listen on your desktop or mobile phone, whatever. Hours and hours of Distorted View daily episodes to keep you busy. Also, don't forget about our Reddit, our subreddit at distortedview.reddit.com. Again, there's a link on our website. You know, it's a whole little community growing. We've got like, what, 150 people over there right now who've signed up and are posting links to Distorted View worthy shit and, you know, chatting and all sorts of good stuff. Eventually, I'll do what's known as an AMA or Ask Me Anything, and then you guys can post questions for me about anything and I'll answer it. It's a big thing over there on Reddit, and a lot of people have been asking me to do it, but I'm going to wait until we get tons and tons of Reddit users. So yeah, go there right now, sign up, distortedview.reddit.com. It's of course free. It's like a message board almost, but people share links and you can comment and shit like that. Hey, remember a couple weeks ago I told you I was trying to raise some money for some projects. And I wanted to sell some of my domains. Well, someone got a hold of me, a black listener, a lady listener, a lady black. There is now officially a black girl joining the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. She says that she wants to buy HarpoJarvey.com. I have no idea how much I should sell it for now. That's my next problem. I apparently missed her first email. She contacted me like a week or so ago, right? And so then she emailed me today and said, "What is my money not good because I'm black?" She says she's a longtime listener. She wants to buy HarpoJarvey.com, but the thing is, she spells Harpo Jarvey the wrong way. She spells it H-A-R-P-O, which is right. That's the correct spelling of Harpo. But Jarvey is J-A-R-V-I. I'm going by Raymond 14, and he's the person who invented this, you know, recalculous word. She spells it V-E-Y, though, Harpo Jarvey. Apparently, something like that is her Twitter handle, and, you know, she thought it'd be cool to own the domain. So I don't know. If you're still interested in Harpo Jarvey spelled the other way, let me know. And, give me an offer. How much are you willing to pay for this? Help a brother out here. A white brother. Also, she says, I don't know if you know about the GPS nav/social app Waze, which I do. I love Waze. I don't know if it's for Android or not, but it's definitely for iPhone. And it's cool. It's a GPS. It's free. But people can also point out where cops are at. Where there are traffic jams and stuff like that. It's a really cool program. But I started a group there called Columbus Freaks, and then in parentheses, STD Baby. I'm the only member so far. Well, of course. No one knows what you're talking about. Could you imagine if you're not a listener of Distorted View and you come across this crazy group, Columbus Freaks, and then in parentheses, STD? You probably think it's a group for people that have gonorrhea or something. But I will look for that, and I, of course, will join it because I am on Waze. So thank you very much. There you go. All right, now it's time for some voicemails. We've got a phone line. You can call in, leave your thoughts, 206-666-4463. Love to hear from you if you're new to the program. All right, here we go.
Hey, faggot. No,
well, I don't know why I want to hear from you, because this is typical of my listeners.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. What'd it do, Timmy Boo? This is Rob from Texas.
Hi, Robert.
Just wanted to let you know that I'm leaving to fucking college soon, and I can't believe that I've been listening to you since before I was in fucking high school, man.
Oh, boy. It makes me feel so old.
Started hearing your show late 2007, so like fucking eighth grade for me.
Yeah, it's amazing. As you get older, it really is. I don't know. I probably mentioned this before, but and many people have mentioned this, but it's so true. The time just starts flying. Like years are going by. I can't believe I've been doing the podcast alone since 2004. Someone taking a shit for me. Very good. Sounds like it felt good. You know, my dog makes insane noises. One of my Boston's, Willie, is the not right one. He's the one that, you know, pisses all the time. Not on things, not on purpose, but like if you scare him or just try to pick him up or look at him the wrong way, you know, a little piddle comes out. But he makes crazy noises. Like when he yawns, he'll make noises like he'll yawn. Like that's what comes out of him. And then at night when I'm taking him to take a shit or whatever before he goes to sleep, you can hear him go like he's straining to shit. He has no problem pooping. He's not constipated. It all comes out. He just makes like old man noises. And you know, he doesn't bark, but he does do weird whining. Like stuff like that. It's so weird. I don't think he's a dog. He's part Mogwai.
Dear good Timmy Boo, I just want to tell you, I just met somebody. He's a nigger, nigger, nigger.
Okay, thank you. Jesus. Yes, caller, you're on.
You sure got a pretty mouth, Tim.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're doing with it, but.
No. You not might want much, unfortunately.
A nigger.
Oh, okay, all right. This is going to be another one because it's the same area code.
Hi, Ben. Thank you here. And I just wanted to make a quick suggestion. So
you should have more niggers on! More niggers! No,
on
stop it!
The subreddit, Stories of You. If you could post, like, maybe links to the stories you read or something like that. Just the volume in there is so low that it gets drowned out. And I'm sure it gets drowned out in all whopping 40 subscribers.
Hey, we're up to 150 now. I mean, you got to give it time. People got to find it. And, you know, people have busy, busy days. They don't have time to be signing up for every fucking website I tell them about. They do it at their own time. Listen, we'll get a lot of Distorted View Redditors. I know it. But the point is, you know, yeah, there. You know, if you find a link, post it over there. So it's easy to discover. And I'll do my best. I've been posting a lot of stuff that I've talked about on the show, like videos and stuff.
Or whatever you want to call them.
But look, this guy, you know, called in, what, a week ago, and there was only 40 people.
To,
now we've got, over three times that
your
amount.
Subreddit. So, anyway, you should pick up the volume. It doesn't have to be links to your show, just links to the stories. And then that way, you get volume, you're not breaking the whole, don't link to your own stuff all the time.
Well, I most definitely am not. I'm linking a lot to, and if it's my own subreddit, why can't I do that? It's mine. I should be able to post whatever the fuck I want to. I can understand not posting your own shit on, you know, wherever. But, you know, if people are subscribing to this stupid subreddit to see my shit, why can't I show them my shit? I don't understand Reddit. But, yeah, I've been posting a lot of, like, YouTube videos and stuff like that.
And I just think increased volume and activity.
All right. Well, look, what the fuck, man? I'm trying. Look, it's going to increase, believe me. It's hard. It's hard. Do you realize how hard it is to be me, having to post links all over the place? It takes all of 10 seconds. Look, there's a lot of stuff I'm working on. Like, I've got DVDA. DVDA will return this Friday, by the way. Not sure if it's going to be a 3 p.m. cast or a primetime DVDA again. But I'm also trying to post more stuff on YouTube and, of course, working on some other projects for you guys. And, you know, I'm stretched thin. Whatever. All right, but look, I will do my best to post more stuff on Reddit, and, you know, you guys should too. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay?
Homosexuals are trying to establish a fruit world.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Look, it's the least you can do. If I have to post links on Reddit, you can rate us and review us on iTunes and Stitcher and tell your dopey little friends about the program. Come on. If you are sideshow freaks, I will be back tomorrow with a Thursday show. Not a Thursday show, the Thursday show. If you're not a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What's the matter? Are you fucking people, Jeff? I said I wanted a book!